This is Lincoln, Nebraska, where state officials, with the consent of the state fair queen, have taken an unprecedented vote to leave the EU, sending shockwaves throughout all of Europe. But how did it come to this? How did a place as synonymous with Europe as Belarus or Gas-Lützenberg decide enough is enough? Well, by the way, I'm playing light xylophone music, peppering you with random sound effects, and influxing my voice, you can tell that whatever story I'm about to say is 100% factually true. While the animosity between Nebraska and the rest of Europe is an extremely complex topic, most geopolitical analysts agree that it all started with horse racing.
As they come around the first turn, it's Man of War leading Sir Barton by a length.
Rick Strike is coming up on the inside! Oh my goodness! The longest shot has won the Kentucky Derby!
You see, for many years, Northern Europeans have attempted to create the perfect race. And when Britain eventually accomplished this in the mid-18th century by having little Hispanic men horse around on a dirt track, the world, as we know it, would never be the same. As horse racing popularity exploded in European countries like Nebraska, Britain, and Italy, many other countries from around the world began sending their best horses to Europe in order to compete for the lucrative prize money. With places like the Middle East, Africa, and some parts of Asia sending most of their horses to Europe, the need for horse storage in these respective countries drastically declined, effectively destabilizing these regions. With a lack of stable environments, many ethnic groups from these regions began to emigrate to Europe, seeking better opportunities in the horse storage industry. Some of these groups included the Huns from China, who decided to resettle in southern Spain, in regions dominated by peoples who are the descendants of the Moors. Together, these two ethnic groups slowly started to combine over their love of horses to form the Morons. Now, it wasn't long before the Morons began to dominate mainland Europe, but in Nebraska, the effects of horse racing migration had created an entirely different picture. Nebraska for many years had been ethnically dominated by the Saxons, but this all changed when descendants of the Phoenicians from modern-day Lebanon began to immigrate to Nebraska seeking stable employment. It wasn't long before the Saxons and the Phoenicians also began to combine to form the Saxophones. As the Morons began to increasingly dominate European politics, their moronical policies, such as printing too many notes, made the Saxophones in Nebraska feel as though they were being played. Fearing that this rise in ethnic tensions between the Morons and the Saxophones would lead to an altercation, the people of Nebraska conducted a referendum to leave the European Union, which successfully passed in February of 2025. A shout out to my patrons for selecting this video for the month.